There it is from the song Whisperer. It's Run DMC with, of course, Aerosmith. And that's Walk This Way. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy. The Living Room is back on tomorrow night, 7:30 on Network 10.
Revamped. It's been completely
looks amazing
done over,
too, doesn't it? Yeah. Featuring gosh. Dr. Chris Brown, our favourite, of course, on Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Doc. How are you?
Hello,
good
Chris.
Good afternoon. How are you going?
Always
yeah,
a pleasure.
Yeah, we're good. How are you going?
Swing by.
Yeah, I'm all right, you know.
Where are you based at the moment? You're not in Victoria lockdown, are you?
No, look, I'm unable to cross the border to obviously catch up with you and fix your animal problems directly. I can only do them remotely, which is always a challenge. But no, I'm all right. Obviously, yeah. Keeping busy with the living room and can't really complain.
Very good. Hey, you should be in Bondi. You know that, don't you?
Look, I'm doing my best to edge back into the suburb. You know, Mickey. I've seen the error in my ways. And
right.
Hey, Chris,
good.
We were talking about there's a couple of Indian girls who've discovered an asteroid. And was saying what an extraordinary achievement they made. They're teenage girls. Have I heard a whisper that you have a teenage achievement?
Well, of sorts, I guess. Like when I was 13, just freshly into my teenage years, I raised thousands of dollars for my high school that I just started to attend by selling seedlings, like, you know, herbs and flowers, all sorts of stuff. It was lovely. That's not that remarkable. What was remarkable was the fact that in the process of growing so many seedlings, I went through so much cotton wool, because that's where you obviously start to sprout the seed.
Yeah.
I ran out, and so I just went to the house trying to find what I thought was cotton wool, and went into my parents' bathroom and found these clumps, amazing clumps of cotton wool that were attached to strings. And I then presented to my high school 100 tampons with seedlings growing out of them, and didn't know why. The majority of the school
and this is why we love you. This is why you're a national treasure. That is hilarious.
Great stuff. Hey, now, before we get to Jane's dog, because we're going to get to Jane's dog and its behaviour, I want to run a couple of quick ones by you. Mike Tyson, this week, we found out, said he wanted to fight a silverback gorilla. How would that go for Mike?
Yeah, who would win?
It wouldn't go well.
That's what I thought.
Silverbacks are like the strength in their little finger is more than what we have in our arms. I mean, they are remarkable animals. They can crush you.
It'd be fun to watch though, wouldn't it?
It'd be amazing. I mean, I know who I'd get on board as the consulting trainer to understand more about gorilla behaviour. She's in the studio with you right now.
Thank you very much. I've been to Africa. But it's incredible for a vegetarian, which gorillas are, a vegan almost. Well, they're plant-based. That's all they eat. So there's a very good argument for eating only plant-based food.
I'll get on it. Hey, now, also, too, what about, should I be frightened of a baboon carrying a chainsaw? So we had a story earlier in the week of these baboons in a national park, and they think some of the locals are giving them weapons. So they're running around the park with
it's in Thailand, is it, Mickey?
And all types of weapons.
They're
and one
bored.
Of them, one of them was carrying a chainsaw. Should I be alarmed if I see a baboon carrying a chainsaw?
And unless that baboon is planning on doing a little bit of manscaping just to tidy up the regions that are already renowned as being the least attractive in the animal kingdom, that
they really are. They're terrible. They're so fugly. It's terrible.
I would be concerned. Quite intelligent, some sort of landscape gardeners claim to be highly intelligent.
That's true. That's true. Arm, so. Yeah. And before I get to another question, especially in Victoria, and now everybody is face masking up. It's mandatory. How do pets feel about face masks?
You know, this is really interesting. I actually did some research into this over the last few days. Some of them are struggling with it because there was a study about 4 years ago out of the University of Vienna, actually in Austria, if you don't mind, that found that pets can actually read our facial expressions. So they can tell if we're angry or if we're sad or if we're happy based around our face and in particular our mouth and the way we're moving it. So without that, they can be a bit confused and a bit anxious by what they're seeing. So you've got to give them a bit more in terms of like a calm voice. And your body language just to reassure them that everything's actually
That's good to know. Mm. And Chris, now I have an issue because Indy, you know, the Leonberger Indy, she will let Rob walk her, she'll let me walk her, but our children, no, She just drops. She will not budge.
Can't hurt of.
Can't get it. No, it's not unheard of.
A dog
I'm
that
sure.
refuses to go on a walk.
It's nuts, hey, isn't
hey,
it?
Hey, want to go walkies? Yeah. I've never heard a dog say no.
Absolutely, she will not go. What is the story there?
It does seem a little strange. Is it a new behaviour? Like only just over the last few months, or has it actually done it for a while?
Well, my daughter has said, "Oh my God, Mum, that dog is never more than 1 foot away from you."
It's spoiled.
24
it's
hours
a spoiled dog, isn't it?
She is honestly with me all the time.
I have seen Indy in action in this way, and she's keeping very close watch. And a lot of dogs. This is the way dogs see. They either see us as being their security detail, or them as being yeah. your security detail. And I think for her, potentially it's a little bit of both, but I would say she's getting security out of being with you, and she feels like she is your servant, essentially, when you go out of the street.
She's a spoiled brat, basically, isn't she?
Yeah, well, she feels like you have a thing going, and she feels capable of defending you unless you attempt any sort of backyard wildlife watching again. But she feels capable of doing that, but I think with the kids, she's not so sure. She's not so sure she can.
And you know what? She's actually not wrong because, to be frank, I'm not so secure with one of my 13-year-old twins walking the dog up the shops. Who knows what could go on? Mm. And I think she is instinctive. She knows this.
Can you train that out of her? Can you get other people to walk the dog?
You can. You just have to start with short walks and just down to the end of the street and back, because I think she feels like, you know what, you'll have a back if a dog, I mean, there aren't many dogs bigger than Indy, to be fair, but if a dog that was somehow bigger or more threatening, I mean, some 2 hours could be more threatening than a 100-kilo dog.
Snappy.
That she feels like she gets security out of having you guys there and right. feeling, so she's not sure that the kids potentially might be able to rescue
her.
Oh,
they're not protective enough.
Yeah, correct. So if they're just firm, if they're confident, she'll pick up on that.
They need to be more confident. Thank you.
There's a dog that won't go on a walk. I've never heard of it before.
there are completely some strange things happening in that household.
Who knows what is going on? Hey, what's happening on the living room, mate?
Well, look, we have what we believe is the keys to this is the extent of our entertainment at the moment, is a dinner party.
I was going to say, you've said keys and a dinner party.
Well,
Barry Dubois, I mean, it's got it written all over him, doesn't it? He'd love to throw
totally
a keys into a bowl. So we've got the secrets to the best entertaining at home, how to cook a meal. I may unleash my signature dish.
Here we go.
What is that?
Listen up.
It's a miso salmon, black and miso salmon.
Oh, my God. You're the only boy I know
miso
that likes salmon.
That's it. Come on. That's it. I've heard enough.
How good is that?
I've heard enough.
Yum. I love it. And girls love it.
Yellow card, Don. Yellow card for you.
Thank you, Chris.
Make sure you tune in and see the miso salmon
tomorrow night.
If you're dating, you can only use it once. Like, you can't just
recover. You cannot recover. It is so. Girls are bowing to you right now if you bloody do salmon.
All right, living room tomorrow, 7:30 on 10. Dr. Chris Brown, Kennedy Malloy.